Evan, is that the governor?
Sure is. We have Governor Evers joining us.
All right. Hey, how you doing, Governor Evers? Long time no talk to you.
No kidding, Earl. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I was really honored, man, that you guys reached out to me. I didn't think you thought I was still alive.
Yeah, I knew you were still alive. My Lord, of course you are. Have you been vaccinated, sir?
Absolutely. You know I've been vaccinated. And you know what, yes. Governor Evers? I still wear my mask wherever I go.
Good for you. You got to.
Well, you and I know that, but unfortunately, there are some people who think differently. Can you tell me? There's a lot of stuff going on, Governor Evers. Where do you want to start?
Well, let's start with vaccinations.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just, first of all, I'm really pleased that we're off to a good start. But, you know, we have to get all people, especially hesitant people, to understand how important it is. If we want to make sure that we get through this, we need to get, you know, 80-90%. And we're not even close to that yet. But there's plenty of vaccines out there, and I'm just encouraging people to get it. And it's safe, and I just feel very strongly about the importance of it. But while you're doing that, Earl, you're absolutely right. We got to continue to wear a mask, especially when we're out and about or with people you don't know. And we'll get through this. But if we kind of give up now and not get vaccinated and not take care of ourselves, we'll be in the same position as Michigan. We don't want that. We have to. Still a lot of work, unfortunately.
You know, Governor Evers, a little over a month ago, you were being vilified by the right that we were not getting the vaccines out, and we were one of the worst states in the nation. And now all of a sudden, fast forward a little over a month and a half later, we are one of the best. You ever get discouraged with, you know, what you have to deal with?
No, I really don't. I know people find that hard to believe, but it's just politics. It's people huffing and puffing, and you know they say when they thought it wasn't going well, it's my fault. When it's going well, I'm really glad it's going well. That's all politics, and it's unfortunate. But God, if you get hung up on that stuff, you won't get anything done. So I just kind of press on and try to do the right thing.
So we talked about now the vaccines. A lot going on at the state level. Certainly, the state has received the stimulus money, and you right now have control over how that money is spent. It's not just you. I take it as all governors all over all the states have sole control on how that money is spent. Why now does the legislature seem to think that they know better? And now they want you to somehow understand their plight, and they want to work with you now, right?
No, they don't. They want to take authority away from me. No, I don't think they're asking for a collective effort. They want to be able to, 100 people make a decision on these type of things. It just doesn't make sense. It's pure power politics, and we'll move forward. We'll get this money out the door as quickly as we can. And frankly, we have to wait until the Treasury Department in D.C. But, the things that are important are still in front of us. You know, small businesses all across the state, whether it's in Milwaukee or Crandon, Wisconsin, have just suffered mightily in this pandemic and need to get money to them. We have to make sure that we have plenty of money to take care of our public health. And, we'll get it out the door much faster than the legislature will. And it's just another power play. You know, Earl, they started that out even before Mandela and I took office. And this is just a continuation of it. And, the good thing about it, I have control over it. I can veto those bills and continue moving forward.
You know, Governor Evers, it is It is so frustrating to see we've come this far with COVID, and we've seen some improvements in areas, and you look and see Michigan and what is going on in Michigan, and you would think that the people of this state, the majority of the people of this state, see that spreading, and you have made some sensical decisions on how to protect the people so we can get back to normal. What is your take on what, again, what the what state Supreme Court has done in, you know, overturning?
Yeah, again, I hate to say this, but it was expected. But yes, we've had, except for a period of time, actually several months, where our mask mandate was in place while it was being handled by the court, and, you know, that got some delays in. But, Earl, at the end of the day, people are going to make the right decision. So do I think there are people that are going to make the wrong decision? Absolutely. But, I know, just being around different cities and as we go forward, I've seen plenty of people wear masks, and I get it. But, yes, we should have the ability to make that a requirement, and it's really unfortunate that the Republicans have decided that somehow this is a liberty issue, that people do have the right to spread the virus if they want to by not wearing a mask, or people do have the right to get the disease and then essentially create more havoc in our system. To me, that makes no sense. It's like saying we don't need to have a speed limit, and people can just drive any way they want to because it's a liberty issue. Well, that's not true, nor is this. But we, it shows us that elections have consequences. It's a majority, a small majority of one in the Supreme Court, and we just have to make sure that going forward that we have the people in office, especially in the court area, but also in the legislature, that understand science and will stand behind it.
You know, Governor Evers, I know we've got a limited amount of time. What do you want to say to the listening audience?
Well, I want, I'll just segue away from the virus just for a minute. And we put together a budget that really has some significant changes in our criminal justice system. And I'm hopeful that the legislature will take it up. I hope they'll pass it as is. But we and you and I have talked about this. We have to make sure that people that get entangled in the justice system, that we have ways to provide them with the help they need in some kind of diversion programs or alternate programs where people are not incarcerated. They're given some help so that they can get back in society. And so and we also have to take care of the other end of the incarceration system where people are sent back to prison for not breaking any laws. So we've got a lot of things to do in that arena, and we've put together a lot of good ideas in this budget. And I'm just hopeful that people are, reaching out to their legislators, because this is important work. It's important to our society when we're not doing well with the people that are struggling. We all struggle as a result, and so I'm hopeful that we can have a good, honest conversation about our criminal justice system and how it impacts, impacts in a real disproportionate way Black men and Indigenous men, and we just got a long way to go in this state and our nation, but we're not in a good place, and we have to make some changes, and hopefully we'll get this done. During the next budget.
You know, Governor Evers, you are in contact with governors, fellow governors across the nation, and you see things that they're able to do in their states, and they get some leeway and wiggle room. Maybe their legislature understands it's best not to spend your treasure on locking people up. It's a whole lot cheaper to work with people and try to keep them from being locked up than it is for just planning on long-term having people locked away forever. We can no longer afford that, can we?
No, we can't. And there are better ways to get people back to their families and headed in the right direction. And it is around providing the resources and the help they need up front, and even possibly if they get into the correctional system while they're there. But this present system isn't working well for a lot of people, and we can change it. I do talk to governors in other states. Republican states have figured this out. Our colleagues on the other side of the aisle have not figured it out, and we really need to think through this instead of just kind of buzzing through a budget and just saying, well, no, we're too busy to work on this. We're talking about lots of human lives. There's a moral responsibility the state has to do the right thing here, and we're not doing it.
You know, Governor Evers, I know we only got a couple more minutes. So you're talking to our listening audience. Go ahead and have that conversation quickly.
Yeah, you bet. Well, first of all, thanks, Earl, for the time, and I'll jump back to the issue of vaccinations. This is really critical to the state of Wisconsin and to everybody's health. The more people we get vaccinated, the better. There's all sorts of places in the Milwaukee area to get the vaccine, and they are readily available. It's important. If you don't want to do it for yourself, do it for your friends and neighbors, because that's the way we're going to beat this virus. We can't afford not to vaccinate anymore. This is a critical time, and wear a mask, get a vaccine, and we'll get through this together.
And I want to ask you one last question. Governor Evers, the legalization of medical marijuana shouldn't be difficult to pass. It's nonsensical that we can't even get that through, let alone legalization of marijuana, when we talk about resources that the state lacks. And at the same time, we've got Republicans talking about let's give back 10% to property owners, property taxes, at a time when we're struggling to even you know, pay the bills we have now for the state. But yet, unlike Michigan and Minnesota and Illinois that have realized that there's gold in them dire hills, it just seems that we can't get these things done.
No, it isn't. And just today, Earl, the leader of the Senate said he doesn't have the votes to get medicinal marijuana done. I talked to, and I know you have too, talked to so many people that they're just tired of opiates. They can't,
right?
The opiates aren't working anymore, or they're fearful of becoming addicted, and they're going across the border to get whatever they can get. But if you live in the middle of the state, that's damn hard. And so that is just absolutely, both of those are absolutely ridiculous. We can't get it done. But medicinal marijuana, we should be able to do it. We have got lots of people that are struggling around pain and different things that I know that medicinal marijuana would be able to help. But we just can't get there. And there are Republican leaders or senators that would do it, but we just can't get it by the leadership.
Hey, Governor Evers, thank you very much for the time. I really appreciate it. Look forward to always having a conversation with you. Keep up the good work, and looking to hear from you again soon.
Absolutely. Let's stay in touch, Earl. Take care.
All right. Thank you very much. Governor Tony Evers, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What do you say? You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.